I wonder today, how would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Let me just think about that as I share a story with you. It's a young lady returned home to her mother, and she was saying to her mother that life was a struggle, life was a challenge, and she just did not want to keep going with all the issues she faced. She needed help. She wanted to give up and just throw in the towel. She said, "Mum, I keep getting knocked down. I get up, I get knocked down again. I just don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to keep going. I just want to give up." Now, her mother, hearing that, didn't say anything. She just walked into a kitchen and she put three pots on the stove, filled them with water, turned it on till the water started to boil. Into one, she put some carrot. Into the other, she put some eggs. She then ground up some coffee beans and put that into the third. And she let it boil, didn't say a word to her daughter. Her daughter's just standing there looking at her. For 20 minutes, her mother just stood there staring at the stove. She then turned off the stove, tipped the carrots into a bowl, tipped the eggs into a bowl, and then finally took the coffee and tipped it into a cup. She turned to her daughter and said, "Tell me what you see." And the answer's obvious, isn't it? Carrots, eggs, and coffee. And that's how she answered. And her mother said, "Well, look at it more closely. What do you see with the carrots?" And she went and touched the carrots and she said, "They're all soft. They're all mushy." And her mother said, "Yes. What about the egg? You know, break the shell. What's the egg like?" And she said, "Well, it's been boiling for 20 minutes. She cracked the shell. It's hard boiled. We all know that that would be the case." And so her mother said, "What about the coffee?" And so the daughter picked up the coffee and tasted it, and she loved the coffee. So her mother didn't say anything. She just stood there staring at her daughter. And her daughter said, "Mom, what are you getting at?" And her mother said, "Think about it. Carrot, egg, ground up coffee bean. Three different things that faced the exact same adversity. All three were put in the boiling water. All three had the heat turned up on them. But they all reacted differently." She said the carrot went in strong, went in hard, unrelenting. But with the boiling water, when the temperature was raised, it turned to mush. On the other hand, the egg, fragile, went into the boiling water, and the liquid center, the soft, gooey center, hardened. And she said, the coffee beans were unique. Do you know why? Because when you put the coffee beans into the boiling water, what did they do? How were they changed? They weren't. They changed the water. So she said to her daughter, "Which are you? You've just spent the last half hour before the 20 minutes of silence complaining about your life and the issues and the challenges you face. Are you the carrot? Are you the egg? Or are you the ground up coffee bean?" And then her mother said, "Well, what do you want to be?" And so I ask all of us here today that question. Are we a carrot? Are we an egg? Or are we a coffee bean? Now, the carrot seems strong. And maybe for you, you face adversity with strength. You face the challenges of life. "I'm going to face this. I'm going to be strong." But then when you go through it, you soften. You start to wilt. You start to think like that lady did to her mother, that she just wants to give up now. Life's just too hard. So maybe you're the carrot. Or maybe like the egg, you know, you have that soft spirit, you have that gooey center, you have that malleable heart, you're a tender person. But when you face your adversities in life, you've started to realize you've become hard of heart, stiff, bitter. Are you an egg? And maybe you think too, why bother? May as well just throw in the towel, give up. Or are you like the coffee bean? See, the ground up coffee bean, when it was put under pressure, when it was put into the heat, it released its flavor, it released its aroma, it changed the water into something lovely. It changed, it didn't allow its adversity to affect it, it changed its circumstance. So I wonder today, when you face the challenges of life, are you like the coffee bean? Do you actually, no matter what you face, actually come out better for it? Or are you an egg? Are you a carrot? That maybe in the pressures and the challenges of life, you're feeling like you want to throw in the towel. How do you handle adversity? Are you changed by your surroundings, or do you change your surroundings and grow better because of it? An egg, a carrot, or a coffee bean? I want to suggest to you today, as we come to 2 Corinthians 4, and you've probably got this with the whole idea where I've called this series, Don't Throw in the Towel. I want to suggest today that the Apostle Paul is a coffee bean. He doesn't throw in the towel, that he faces what he faces and he gets stronger for it. He shows, as I've called this title today's message, he finds strength in weakness. And I wonder if we will as well. Some of the verses that Kerry read out earlier, we are verse 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians 4, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Paul faced a lot of challenges. He faced adversity left and right. But his adversity, his challenges, they may not be what we have to face. But maybe for you today, you're sitting there thinking, I'm in that boiling water with the carrot, the egg, and the coffee bean. That you are facing life's challenges today. Maybe it's a relationship not going well. Maybe it's a health issue, a financial issue. Maybe you've got educational challenges. Yeah, maybe those who are sitting their HSC this year in a couple of weeks' time are feeling some of this pressure, these challenges on them. Maybe you're out of work. Maybe you've been sharing the gospel with someone over and over, but they have not responded yet. Or there could be many other possibilities. Maybe today you are feeling the hot water. You are feeling the pressure. You are feeling that life is hard, that you are weak. How are you going to respond to that? What can we learn as Paul responds to that? You know, he's saying there, pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Can you say that's you today? Or do you feel pressed, crushed, in despair, maybe abandoned, or even destroyed? But maybe today you're feeling that life is going pretty well, that you're not facing any challenges or any issues at the moment. Now, praise God for that. But maybe you remember some things in the past. How did you respond at that time? Or maybe you feel that in your life you've been blessed and you haven't had to face any real issues or challenges. Praise God for that. But God never promises that life will be easy. And so there's a good chance that you will face challenges in life at some point. And when you get there, how will you respond? How can you show strength in weakness? Well, Paul unpacks that a bit here for us. And as he talks to the church at Corinth, I think he's also talking to himself. He's reminding himself to keep on going, because we know not long after he writes this letter, Paul is going to be killed. But let's see what he says. He says, remember our ministry. Look at verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. And the first step to show strength in weakness is to remember why you are here. Not to focus on the issue that you're facing, whether it's relational issue, financial issue, whatever it might be. Don't focus on the circumstance. Don't focus on the issue. Don't focus on the challenge. Remember why you are here, he says. You are here for ministry. From the moment you start to love and follow Jesus, we are called to do two things. One, keep loving and following Jesus. And two, be involved in ministry. The ministry he starts to unpack in verse 2. Nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And later verses, he's going to go on to reinforce the ministry we all have is to know how God wants us to live it out, and to share the truths of God's word, to share the gospel with people. And he describes it here not to distort it, but to put it forth plainly, to take the whole of God's word, the Bible, and be willing to share the whole truths of it with people. Paul says that's his ministry. So no matter what he faces in life, no matter what he's facing as he writes this letter when he's sitting there in Macedonia, it doesn't matter as long as he remembers why he's here. He's here to love God and to tell others about Jesus. And he says, if I remember that and that's my focus, it doesn't matter what I face. You know, it doesn't matter that God doesn't remove me from that situation. He says, I can face anything. And we'll unpack this a little bit more in the later verses. But he says, I can face it all because it's not about me. It's not about the issues I face. It's about living for God and getting the gospel message out there. The focus is to be on the ministry, he says. That gives me strength in weakness. It's a challenge for us though, isn't it? Yeah, when you face and think about maybe the challenges you are facing today, they're right in front of you, aren't they? They're right in front of you, and it's very easy to look and to focus on them, isn't it? But Paul says, don't focus on them. Just remember why you're here, to love God and to share Jesus with people. In other words, in the rest of that, what you face doesn't really matter. It may hurt. You may suffer. For Paul, in not too long time, he's even going to die for it. But he can face that as long as he remembers why he's here, to love God, to do his ministry of sharing God to others. And you can see from some of the words that he's saying here, nor do we distort the word of God. Some people in the church at Corinth were saying to him, Paul, this message, the gospel you're sharing with people, you wonder why people want to kill you? How about you just stop sharing that message? How about you change that message? How about you stop telling people we're all sinners? Okay, if you tell them that, if you stop saying that, maybe they might like you and not kill you. Now, they were asking him to change God's word, and if he did, maybe his problems would go away. And Paul said, no, that's not why I'm here. I am here to share all of God's word truthfully. I'm going to share it truthfully, all of it. But we often hear the same thing today in different ways, don't we? You know, we hear churches who are so worried about getting more people coming into church and everything that they'll make decisions such as, you know, stop talking about sin, stop talking about judgment, stop talking about hell. Just tell people that God loves them and people will come in. I've had people tell me, when I've done funerals for them, Stephen, don't upset people. You know, just tell them God loves them, that every person in that room is going to be in heaven and everyone will be happy with you. That's distorting the word of God. That's not setting forth the truth plainly. That's not remembering our ministry that Paul was challenged them to do. Paul says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change things so you think my issues will go away. My ministry is to love God and to share Jesus with people. Now, I've even had people tell me, Stephen, topics such as adultery or homosexuality, other religions and things that the Bible says, don't be involved with and are wrong. They'll tell me, just tell people that, yes, it's in the Bible, but it's outdated. And in our society today, we don't believe it. So just tell people that and they'll be happy with you. Paul says no. Paul says the focus should be to remember why we are here. Don't focus on your circumstances. Don't focus on the challenges in your life. Remember why you are here. That doesn't matter. Yes, it may be hurting. Yes, it's painful. Yes, you may not see where tomorrow is going to go. But don't throw in the towel, says Paul. Find strength in weakness, because the main reason you are here is to love God and to share Jesus with people. But how good are we at doing that? How good are we at keeping that our focus? Because for many of us, we would say, yes, yes, we know that's what we should do. And we start asking ourselves the question, am I being effective for God? And maybe you've asked that question. But I want to say to you today, that question is not the right question to ask. Because what happens when you start saying, how are you effective for God? How do you know if you're effective for God? How do you know? You would have to say, oh, people are coming to Christ. But what point do you do with that? I don't bring people to Christ. You don't bring people to Christ. God does. So the question, am I being effective for God, isn't actually the question we should be asking at all. The question is what? Am I being faithful to God? That's why Paul is saying here, he needs to focus on the ministry, not his situation. Because when you start thinking, am I being effective for God? Am I winning people for Christ? How many people have responded to God this week? Then you are going to do whatever you will do to get people to respond, even if it doesn't mean that you're actually being faithful. Paul says it's about being faithful. It's about remembering the ministry. You want to find strength in weakness? Paul says, remember why you're here. You're here to love God and to share Jesus with people. Where is your focus today? Is it on the challenges that you face? Or is it on doing the ministry for Christ? The second part he talks about, I'll put into my language, of don't let the enemy win. In verse 4, he says to the church at Corinth, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. He's talking about the devil. So that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He reminds the church there that Satan is alive and well and working in the world. That Satan will do anything to deceive people so people will not respond to the gospel message. When Paul challenges the church to remember that, you can imagine the next part of the challenge. Why would you want to help him do that? Why would you want to let Satan do that? To remember your ministry, to share Jesus with people, the church at Corinth had stopped doing that. So in other words, they were letting Satan continue to blind the minds and the eyes and the hearts of people in that town, in that community, and they weren't sharing Jesus into it at all. The church at Corinth, in a way, were letting the enemy win. And Paul says, why would you do that? Remember, he's deceiving them. But I think also the challenge is, be careful he doesn't deceive you. Now, that whole idea of change God's word, then people will be happy with you. That's Satan deceiving people within the church to change God's word. If people don't hear God's word, how can they respond to it? Now, people can be deceived when we think, you know, sharing Jesus with people is something that somebody else does. That's what Stephen does. You know, it's what he's paid to do. But Paul says, remember everyone, that's their ministry. If we start to think it's someone else's job, Satan's deceiving us. And when we start to think today that, you know, it's a good thing to stop sharing God's word or stop trying to learn from God's word at church, which a number of churches have started to do, if we start to think that it's okay for Scripture not to be in schools and other things, then friends, I think we're letting the devil win. And I don't know about you, but I don't want the enemy to win. Paul reminds them here, he doesn't want them to win. You know, the world wants us to be confused. The world wants us not to think about God. The world wants us to think that the world's got the answers. And when that's the case, the devil wins. Paul wants the church at Corinth to remember so that they will open their eyes to gain strength in their weakness. Instead of giving up, actually take up the fight. To remind them, don't let the devil win, but to go out and share Jesus with people. I wonder today, do you ever think that every day you get out of bed, you're actually in a spiritual battle? Every single day you're in a spiritual war. Satan is deceiving our world. God uses us to speak into that. See, we are in that spiritual battle. Now, we know when in Ephesians 6, where it talks about the armor of God and everything, it beautifully gives us the symbols and reminds us of what it's all about. But just to be realizing our weapons for the battle, our armor for the battle is God's word. It's prayer. It's coming to church. It's Bible study. It's, you know, worshiping God. It's encouraging one another like Paul was doing the church to realize no matter what we face in life, continue to live for God. No matter what you face in life, no matter what the world says to you, keep sharing Jesus with people. Okay, that is our strength. Paul says in the weakness that he's in, he takes strength in his weakness that he's fighting against the devil. That he doesn't want to give up. That he doesn't want to throw in the towel. That he doesn't want to let the devil win. What about you today? Are you in the fight? He then goes on to say, are you up for the fight? In a sense, this whole idea I've called this, to grow a backbone. Look in verse 8. We are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. If you had to think of two greater verses in all of 2 Corinthians that talk about the topic of don't throw in the towel, this would be it. Paul is in that boiling water like the coffee beans. He's being challenged. He's facing adversity. But he says, I keep getting up. I keep getting knocked down, but I keep getting up in God's strength. Now, we often talk in our culture about, you know, getting some backbone, being able to keep getting up, to be in the fight, to make the best of a bad situation at times. I wonder how good are you at doing that? How good are you at finding strength in weakness, that you in God's strength are willing to get up and to keep getting up? Now, a good example of this is back in 1852 in California, they had one of the worst droughts they'd ever had, and all the vineyards and all the people that looked after the vineyards, all their grapes shriveled up on the vine and they couldn't make their wine, and many of them thought, just give it up, burn the lot and walk away. give up, throw in the towel. One farmer continued to go round and picked up all the dried out, shriveled bits of grape, took it to the local market, called it a Peruvian delicacy. And we've been eating sultanas ever since. Knocked down, but got up. You know, all of us experience challenges in life. All of us get knocked down. Sadly, some of us get knocked down more than others. But in God's strength, are you willing to get back up? Are you willing to say you're pressed on every side, but not crushed? Perplexed, but not in despair? Persecuted, but not abandoned? Struck down, but not destroyed? And then in the final verses, Paul reminds us why he can do that. These are beautiful words. Let me read to you verse 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Paul says he can focus on ministry in the middle of his challenges. He says that he will fight the devil because he doesn't want the devil to keep confusing and blinding the world. And he can grow a backbone. Why? Because he realizes that in God's strength, no matter what he faces in this life, it's just that it's gone. It's temporary. And he gets to be with God forever. He gets to be in eternal glory. So he says he can face anything. You know, when we're in it, the challenge is this hurts. The challenge is this is all I could see. But Paul says, open your eyes, take off it. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't think about what you're in, but realize in a sense the bigger picture, the eternal picture. If you love Jesus, if you're being faithful to him, if you're sharing his word, you will be with God in glory forever. So for your momentary pain here, your momentary suffering here, Paul says, I can get through that. Not in my strength. Not by focusing on my circumstance, but on God. Paul says, I can have strength in weakness because no matter what I face, it's gone in an instant and I'm with God forever. Isn't that a good thing to hold on to? As I finish, I want to share just a few words, and they were very few, from Winston Churchill. He was known for his great big speeches. Prime Minister of England during World War II, and at the darkest days for England when they thought they were about to be taken over, he was asked to speak at the beginning of the year at Oxford University, their commencement service, and he said, I can't come, look at the world. And they said, please come. Please come and share some words. There are going to be people from all around the world. We're actually going to record it on the radio and broadcast it around the world. Your words are going to ring out to all the countries in the world. What words can you share that will encourage the English people? What words can you share that will encourage the students at Oxford? What words can you share that will encourage the world to fight back in World War II? He said, okay, I'll come. And I'm sure in your mind you can all picture Winston Churchill, stick, big top hat, cigar. When he was asked to come up to the podium, everyone clapped him. He went up to the front, he put down his hat, he put down his cigar and leaned his stick up against the podium. He just took a moment to look at everyone. You could hear, imagine the guy on the radio broadcasting this few moments of silence around the world. What message could Winston Churchill give that could change the war? What message could he give that would change England in the lowest point? And any of you know the message? It was only three words. They had given him an hour to speak. He looked before them. He looked at the guy who was recording the stuff on the radio. And he said, never give up. He then looked at everyone. Everyone's looking at him, stunned silence. Where's the rest of the message? He just said, never give up. Picked up his hat, grabbed his cigar, and walked off. A lot of people have taken that from that moment on. World War II changed. Never give up. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, they wanted to give up. They wanted to throw in the towel. He says, never give up. Never give up, because God will never give up on you. Never give up because your circumstances, the pain, Paul says, yes, I know you're facing it. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's true. But never give up. Keep your ministry in mind. Love God and share Jesus with people. Never give up. Don't let the devil win. Never give up. You get knocked down, get back up again. Not in your strength, but God's strength. Never give up. Don't be the carrot at the beginning and give up and become soft and let the world win and throw in the towel. Don't be like the egg where you become hardened of heart, bitter, and you just want to give up. But be like the ground up coffee bean. Didn't let it, the boiling water, didn't let the circumstances, the adversity affect it, but it affected its circumstances. Never give up. Don't throw in the towel. When we go out this week, whatever you face, and some of you may face challenges, don't throw in the towel, but remember why you're here. You're here to love God and to share Jesus with people. Let me pray. Father, I realize that at times it can be very hard to keep getting up. When we get knocked down, when it looks like the devil is winning in the world, it can be so easy just to want to throw in the towel. It can be so easy to think, I don't want to share my faith. It can be so easy to think I'm just going to look like the rest of the world around me. But Father, forgive us when we feel that way. And through the words of Paul, let them echo in our hearts and mind today as he challenged the church at Corinth. Let us be challenged not to throw in the towel, to find strength in weakness, because what we face is temporary and we get to be with you forever. So, Father, help us to remember our ministry. Help us to remember that you want each of us, the moment we love and follow you, to keep doing that and then to share the truths of Jesus and the truths of your word with others. Lord, maybe some way today or this week, through your Spirit, you can help us do that. And we pray for this today in your name. Amen.